Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Welcome back in. It's the morning shift. Mike, Ali, Bo, Dylan hanging out with you here on a Wednesday morning. We just did Which One Wednesday. We're going to get in the wake-up call here in 1 second. 404-726-0929. If you want to weigh in on any of the stories of the day. Ali asked it going to break. I'd rather have John Harbaugh or Clint Kubiak. I'll go one step further. If I could promise you that John Harbaugh and Todd Monken were here, or that Clint Kubiak and Jeff Ulbrich were here, to me, that's the conversation. That's the back and forth. What do you think, Bo?
I'm taking Kubiak.
With Jeff Ulbrich?
Yeah.
Or
yeah, it sounded,
just head up?
Yeah. With Ulbrich, I mean, that's a great caveat. But I just – I love John Harbaugh. I've always – he's – of the two Harbaugh brothers, I like him the best. My thing is though, that – I want someone come in fresh. Everything Kubiak does offensively is exactly how you're already built. So you're not. I'm not trying to marry what Todd Monken wants to do. What we have here, I think it's. And it's. I just feel like why can't we go find our young, bright head coach that leads us for the next 10 to 15 years? You know, it's. To me, the Harbaugh thing is great, but somebody tweeted to me earlier this morning. They're like, "Oh, you know, you're being this, and so we want a good coach, and we shouldn't talk down to people that want a good coach." I'm not talking down to you. I'm just like, you know, we in the city sometimes I want this. I want things to be done a certain way, and I want all these things, and that's how good organizations do them, and why don't we do them that way? And then the shiny object appears, and we lose all control, and we just gravitate towards a shiny object, no matter if it's everything we've spent the last 2 years, 5 years, however long, complaining that they should have done it one way. We immediately just lose that the right way mantra that we've talked about and gravitate towards a shiny object. To me, that's what John Harbaugh represents in this. Mike, how many times have we heard about how Arthur Smith was hired before Terry Fontenot, and that was how back-asswards our organization was ran, right? And now you've got a chance to go hire the president, hire GM and coach, and do it all collectively together with the president leading the vision, and we want to completely abandon that for the shiny object, which is John Harbaugh. And look, I get it. John Harbaugh is a hell of a coach. Not knocking him in any way. But if you want things done a certain way and you think that's the right way and the way winning organizations do them, why are you going to abandon that for Harbaugh now?
Yeah,
you have this chance to reset, right?
Right. I think when you look at 18 seasons of John Harbaugh, he was coming off of, what is it, 10? Did Brian Billick have 10 with the Ravens? And he was obviously.
No, I don't think it was that because Billick. No, yeah, you might be right because Billick took over in 99.
There you go.
And he was fired after the 07 season.
So 9 seasons.
Yeah.
Is what Billick would have had. And you know, credit to him. That job that John Harbaugh stepped into, and I'm not taking anything away from John. I just am comparing it to the situation that you'd be stepping into here in Atlanta. Like, how much of it did you build or how much of it did you sustain? And so I do look at it from that perspective. I think a lot of people cut and dry. John Harbaugh is the best one out there, and I get it. I think there's also people that think Kevin Stefanski is the best one because of the two-time coach of the year. But I just have to have, offensively, I have to have somebody that can get things done with the pieces we have in place and the capital we have spent.
Well, so, and real quick, you made the point yesterday, and it's every once in a while you and I see things differently, but we see things a lot alike, the way we view football in general, and you'll say something, and I'll be like, I don't know if I'd agree with that. And the more and more I've thought of it, I really think you're onto something. Do you want a guy that's going to come here and go through coordinators every 2 or 3 years because you've had success, which is really, which ended up being one of the downfalls of John Harbaugh?
Yep.
Or do you want a guy that comes in like a Sean McVay? Why did Nick Saban never fail? Because, you know, defensively, why did Nick Saban's teams always have great defenses?
Because he was doing what Nick Saban wanted to do.
Yeah. Why has Sean McVay been a winning coach for this long?
What
happened in Detroit to Dan Campbell when Ben Johnson left?
He hired the wrong offensive coordinator.
Well, apparently. And now their offense was good, but they also lost his DC. And so Campbell, like, he's an example of that. What, like, how many times can you go through that? Like, what happened? Go to the Dan Quinn. He never got the defense right, but he did get the offense. He got the defense right once. But the Dan Quinn thing. So, and I'm just saying, I think that you have a chance here to go. If I'm not dispelling the fact that I would take Harbaugh. Somebody even mentioned to me, they said, well, what if Harbaugh wants to be the GM? And I'm saying, so you're going to let John Harbaugh pick players, and he seemingly never picked players? Because, guys, again, I'm not knocking Harbaugh, but Ozzie Newsome and Eric DaCosta have been the brain trust of that organization, just like Howie Roseman has been that in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
So I'm just putting more food for thought, and don't get, you know, confused or distracted by the shiny object, which is Harbaugh right now.
Don't take your eye off the ball, I think, is what you're trying to say. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Dylan, let's ride. 404-726-0929. Obviously, a lot of conversation surrounding the head coaching opening, but you can call and weigh in on any of the topics we've had today so far on the show, like whether you'd like to live up the Northwest Corridor or the Northeast Corridor, like Allie has to weigh on a daily basis. Let's go out to the phone lines. Hey, let's talk to Jemiah. She's over in Marietta. Jemiah, what's going on this morning?
Hey, good morning, guys. How y'all doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm great. I just wanted to weigh in on who you guys or who we all thought should be the coach. And I say John Harbaugh should definitely be the coach. I heard your guys' conversation about the shiny object, but he is an amazing coach. He has coached multiple. Well, all I know of is Michigan. He has coached them to a championship, and I would love to see us in the playoffs.
Yeah, appreciate the phone call, Jemiah.
He's right. John Harbaugh is a great coach, and there's no doubt about it. I'm not dispelling that. Look, a couple years ago, I'd probably be leading the John Harbaugh train, and
for
I'm
sure.
not saying that I've fallen off of it. All I'm saying is you have reset your franchise completely with what you've done. And you have a chance to go hire some people that could be here for the next 10 to 15 years if you get it right. And I think a young offensive coach that could have their system throughout would really help this team.
Yeah, I completely agree. Let's go back to the phone lines. Let's talk to Ice once again. Ice over in Newton. Ice is 2 days in a row. What's going on, boss?
Hey, man. How y'all doing this morning?
Living the dream.
Listen, I'm like my man. I love Harbaugh. I mean, I mean, he gives me the Dan Reeves kind of feel. I mean, but even at that, that's been umpteen years ago, right? So the Falcons need an identity, not just credibility. Harbaugh brings respect, but he does not bring a new offensive vision. Atlanta don't need a CEO, staff coach, that delegates offense. They need somebody that builds it. And Clint Kubiak, has a modern offensive mind, scheme-driven, not personally driven. He brings a clear system day one. So, yeah, to your point, he can grow with the young core. He understands. He's innovative. You know, I love Harbaugh, but it won't be the same. You'll be getting more of what you got, more of delegating. He'll be more head coach and not building offense.
Yeah, I appreciate the phone call.
Yeah, I appreciate the phone.
Yeah, thank you, Ice. I wrote that down, Allie. Identity, not credibility.
Yeah.
A lot of weight to be put on that.
Yeah, and the thing about John Harbaugh with having 18 seasons under his belt, he's from a well-oiled machine.
Right.
We got a startup.
Right.
So
exact question I was asking a minute ago. That's why I brought up Brian Billick, because I was like, Brian Billick already had that thing rolling when John stepped into that, and he'd credit him for sustaining it, but I don't know that that's the same situation what we got here.
As good as Harbaugh is good with doing what he is, but the thing is Ozzie Newsome was the guy. Ozzie Newsome picked those – he is the guy that got that rolling.
Yeah, I agree.
Billick did it. And then Ozzie Newsome trained. I'm pretty sure DaCosta was there with him for years and let him in. And then they continued it. Like, they're good because of the draft. Look at the players they've drafted.
Insane.
Especially
go back to Brian Billick's time.
And look at, and I'll give this, the organization, look at all the coordinators that Harbaugh is going to do. Some have left and some have been fired.
Yeah. And honestly, credit them for the Lamar Jackson situation at quarterback too. You have to give him credit for that, because that was some, a lot of teams were out on him as a quarterback, mm-hmm. and he drafted him and had the confidence to try to turn him into that. Let's try to get a couple more fitted in here. Let's go to Johnny. He's over in Jonesboro. Johnny, what's going on? Good morning.
Hey, good morning. What's up, y'all?
Living the dream, man. What's going on with you?
Same with you. I was just calling in. I'm the same with Bo a little bit too. Like, I'm a huge John Harbaugh fan, especially throughout the years. But if you ask me, I want a young, hungry, offensive-minded coach. I feel like Clint Kubiak could be the guy, especially coming from his dad, Gary Kubiak, and the Shanahans and the system. I feel like that's the system we've been missing since 2016 when Kyle left us. I would love to have Clint Kubiak over here. Yeah. Love John Harbaugh too, very respectable, but I want Clint Kubiak.
There you go. Appreciate the phone call. That's Johnny from Jonesboro. I will say this. When I used to watch Gary's offenses, I can't for the life of me remember who the left tackle was when he was down in Houston. But boy, oh boy, you want to talk about somebody that could run wide zone to an empty side, like to a nub, to a Jake Matthews side, and allow and understand establishing leverage with the helmet on the outside of the shoulder pad of the defensive end. Gosh, it was so fun to watch when they had Arian Foster, that whole group rolling over there. Even, I remember, who's the Auburn runner? Ben Tate, I think they had for just a little bit. Oh, God, that was so fun to watch. That's a family that understands the concepts behind some of the pieces we have in place. Let's try to get one more in here. Let's go out to DB. DB's in Atlanta. DB, what's going on?
Hey, man. Good morning. How y'all doing?
Good, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm kind of hanging on the fence with the whole Harbaugh thing. For me, I mean, Clint Kubiak would be a great candidate, but it's, to me, we've been on the search of, you know, the hot coordinator. We thought Arthur Smith was going to be that hot coordinator.
True.
You know what I'm saying? We've kind of been through those searches of leaning towards one side of the ball for head coaches. Now I'm kind of feeling like Harbaugh might be the best choice, because we just need that leader of men. You know, sometimes you just need a stabilizer and a leader of men, and I feel like we haven't had that type of head coach.
That's a good point.
Like, and that's the only reason I'm on the fence about it, is because, I mean, these coordinators, they're hot at the time, but, you know, a lot of coordinators don't make good head coaches. You know what I'm saying? But
yeah, completely agree with what you're talking about.
Well, every head coach at one point in time was a coordinator. I mean, even John Harbaugh, he was just a special teams coordinator. People forget. But look, I'm going to tell you something, guys. Raheem Morris was a leader. Those guys, the team not quitting on Raheem Morris when they're out of the playoffs in December and they just got blown out on their home field to Seattle and going to Tampa Bay on a short week and essentially being one of the teams that not helped knock the a team that had a chance to win the division out.
Yeah.
That shows leadership. We've had leader men. Now we got a guys that can do everything. And I don't know. I'm not anti-Harbaugh. I'm just telling you that I think it is time for something different, and the Kubiak could
You'd
be
like
it.
For us to find our Sean McVay.
Yeah, I don't want to go find a guy. You know, and look, if Harbaugh was Andy Reid or that type of coach where he was calling plays on one side of the ball,
yeah,
boy, I would be doing this show on my phone on the way to Baltimore. I'd go find Zeno. I'm sure he's stalked Harbaugh and knows where he lives.
Identity, not credibility, Allie. I'm going to borrow that from Ice. I like that.
Write it down. Write it in pen.
I literally already did. Wrote it down.
Well, coming up, we knew something had to give with the Kirk Cousins situation, and his deal, in fact, was restructured. We'll break it down next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.